Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of May, 2017. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Could be a little longer today. Well, we haven't started off a show in a while with Apple rumors, so let's do that, shall we? Okay, you love your iPad Mini, thinking about getting a new one? Well, you may not have that chance. Yes, the rumors seem to be pointing to that the iPad Mini, no more. According to BGR, they got a source over there at Apple saying that the 7.9-inch tablet is going to be phased out. Now, you might remember a couple of months ago, Apple did discontinue the iPad Mini 2, and they also stopped selling that 32-gigabyte version of the iPad Mini 4. Not to mention, on top of that, we've got the 12.9-inch out there Pro, we got a 10.5-inch possibly coming, and let's not forget about that 9.7-inch that's still around. Yes, the iPad market seems a little congested, doesn't it? Baseball fans, as in Major League Baseball fans and Facebook fans, you now can watch your games on Facebook. Yes, Facebook has signed a deal to stream Major League Baseball games this season. How many games? Well, about 20 Major League Baseball games will be shown this season, one per week. According to Facebook, they're saying that baseball games are uniquely engaging community experiences. And the chatter and the rituals in the stands often are just as meaningful as the game itself. So they figure by distributing live games on Facebook, it will help the baseball community come together and possibly make new friends. Why does this sound like a bunch of sappy BS? Regardless, however, if you are interested, Cincinnati Reds versus Colorado Rockies will be the first game to be shown live on Facebook, and then every Friday following, there'll be another game, though a thorough schedule has not yet still been released. Staying with Facebook and actually going over to their other commodity, Instagram, which might as well be called Snapchat now. Yes, those funny faces we all know and love and probably getting irritated with by now on Snapchat, well, they've come on over to Instagram. You're going to get 8 different filters and all, including things like koala bear, aw, or a rabbit, aw, so cute. Or even other things like mathematical equations spinning around your head. Oh, what fun. Now, Instagram says that these face filters, they're going to work whether you're using the front or the back camera. It makes them different, doesn't it? Yeah, kinda. The filters can also be used in any of Instagram's shooting modes, photo, video, or even boomerang, too. In the meantime, I'm just waiting to hear from the lawyers on Snapchat side says, when are we going to court? Emojis on Android. Yeah, they haven't looked so well, have they? 2012, you really couldn't tell what the hell they were. 2013, they look all bloated and kind of at the side. Then last year, they still look bloated, but at least they were facing you. Well, finally, Android's going to get its act together. Yep, that's right. Google's finally going to ditch that blobby emoji and redesigning the entire emoji set for you. In fact, Google's actually become the first major company to announce a full compatibility with Emoji 5.0. What does that mean for you? Well, expect a whole bunch of new awesome emoji icons coming your way, including things like a dinosaur, because, you know, we all need one of those, don't we? And not to mention the vomiting face. Yeah, that one does kind of come in handy. And finally, we have to bid farewell to something that we've known and loved for years. It's called the MP3, and it's officially dead. Yes, that's right. The developer of the format has officially announced that it has terminated their licensing program. In their statement, they said that there are more efficient audio codecs with advanced features available today. Even though MP3 is still very popular amongst consumers, state-of-the-art media like streaming TV, of course, radio broadcasting, they use codecs such as AAC. Yeah, those folks over at Apple. And of course, MPEG-H, which they say deliver much higher quality audio at much lower brights compared to MP3. So take this Friday and a little bit of a remembrance for the MP3 when we were first all introduced to it, probably on Napster. Yeah, those were the days. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Please get on over there and check it out for yourself. As I always say, get subscribed to our shows, check out our blog, and a review section is over there for you, too. Give us a big old thumbs up over there at Facebook, British Tech Network. You can like us on Twitter and follow us there at British Tech. Actually, you can only follow us there. Hey, there's so much to do on social media nowadays, isn't there? You just get confusing. But what won't get confusing is our Slack room. That's where you really need to be. Get on over there and hang out with us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. That is our BTN community waiting to embrace you. As for the new show, we'll be back on Monday because it's coming into the weekend. Woohoo! We'll get caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a glorious Friday and a fantastic weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.